It is 8:12. It is Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and it's time for a regular update with the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Executive Director Bob Hendrickson with me in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Walt.
Well, we came out of Pioneer Days here now, and one of the big West End things and activities, but there's been a lot going on, and lots of things seem to have gone off pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, I think, considering that we didn't know what was going on, back mm-hmm. in late May.
A couple months ago, we didn't know if things were going to be happening even, and now they have been.
Yeah, and it's been good. I think most people are just feeling relief, feeling, like kind of connection again. It's been a busy 10 days. I mean, yeah. I don't even remember July 2nd
anymore. Fourth of July seems like a gazillion years ago with everything with going on. But what are you hearing from, members and businesses that are in the chamber as to, I guess maybe the return of business, the return mm-hmm. of people, that kind of thing. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so I think, the West End, Negaunee and Ishpeming has a lot of stuff going on right now. There's some new businesses popping up.
Right.
There's a lot of energy kind of moving forward. I think there's still a little bit of reorganizing, and that's a little bit what we're doing too. Mm-hmm. trying to figure out, getting your place again and getting your footing, especially with getting positions filled. Actually, we're doing that this week.
You have a position at the office that you're...
We are. Yeah. So our assistant coordinator, we're working through that process of hiring a new person coming in for that. Mm-hmm. And we had a great selection of candidates looking to fill that at the end of the week. It was interesting talking to candidates and through people that are looking for jobs and, some of the expectations of them is, there's been a shift in what people want to do and what people want to expect.
Yeah, this last year, I think, with people either having the option of working at home, mm-hmm. right, or they had various job challenges that came with it, it has changed a lot of perspectives about jobs. And I was curious about that in terms of, with the member businesses, for example, mm-hmm. The shopping has probably changed for people and that sort of thing. But they're probably weathering it like the rest of us.
Yeah, and I think, some of the retail stuff is, they kind of stay the same. If you go to Wilderness or some of the smaller businesses in downtown Ishpeming, this past week has been great. There's been a lot of people going in and out of the shops. The antique shops have been busy. And it's just kind of filling those. And the service businesses is really the area that really needs to catch up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And some people have gone to different careers and are looking for different ways of doing things, So what we're going to do coming into the chamber, we have a monthly board meeting tomorrow. We want to build a survey out and kind of get some of the feeling of what the membership, some of the expectations, the wants, the needs, how we can fill that in.
I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson, who is executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber. Bob, we touched on a little bit that you are looking as an organization to kind of find out what your members are thinking. You got a survey in the works. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So what we're doing is as a board, we're working on a formula to kind of get in to see what the membership expects or what kind of going into, events. Do we need to keep the same event lineup that we've had doing? Do we need to reinvent some stuff? What's our position with that? A lot of this past year was a lot of interaction with the membership, probably more so than we ever have before, as far as finding out what their needs are. Hey, are you guys doing well? I mean, where's your labor pool at? Where's things at? And it's not so much, we're not taking on the economic development role of things, but just making sure that their membership is getting what they expect out of their payment for the member.
Sure, being an organization in the chamber and what you can do with that. Did this kind of grow out of a necessity, or was this an opportunity perhaps that this last year has presented with some of these communications you've had with members?
I think it's an opportunity that we had to, we weren't face to face with a lot of membership. We weren't having our events. We're typically business after hours where you get to talk to somebody how's the business going and mm-hmm. how's, what do you see going on? So we had to reach out in ways of electronic communication, emails, some phone calls and stuff like that. I think that what we're trying to do is, get a pulse of where the organization is and where we need to go with it.
Yeah. Well, if people have questions about the chamber, they want to get involved, maybe they want to become a member, what's the best way to find out more? Yeah.
So go to our website, gincc.org, or give us a call at 486-1111. We're also open for walk-in traffic at our office just off Highway 41 in front of Jubilee Foods. And, we're... it'll be interesting to see how this all rolls out, because I think Once we talk to the membership, and that's what we are as a member-driven organization, we'll get a good feel of what we need to, you know, progress forward with.
Well, I hope it does work out, and I know we'll talk with you again soon with another update, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Walt.
That is Bob Hendrickson with us in the studio, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Much more to come at 8:21 on this Monday morning, including your full forecast details with TV6 meteorologist Jennifer Perez. It's all on the way.